This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chaim Bloom yesterday. Chaim Bloom. I actually didn't even do that.
I thought you were doing that on purpose.
Nope. Craig Breslow. I'm sorry.
It's the new Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom 2.0.
They're the same.
I mean, Bloom with a curveball.
They really are the same. Chaim Bloom with a curveball. Same initials.
I wish we could, and there's got to be some sort of like AI bot that we can do this with. Take whatever Breslow says and then put it in like a Dennis Eckersley translator so we can hear the same thing. So when you say like the ability to generate swings and misses,
yeah.
Be like, the guy's got hair. The guy's filthy.
High cheese.
High cheese.
Yeah. Right.
Like, time to party.
Yeah, a little slice of cheddar. Like they're saying the same thing.
Just dress it up a little bit.
But it's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun to say it the way X says it than like the ability to generate swings and misses.
No, that's, you're right. That's
what are you talking about?
That's what Breslow should do.
Yes.
Before he gets up there, he's like, hey, here's how I would say it.
Translate.
But then punch that into the AI chatbot.
Say the exact same thing, but say it with, I don't know, like more fun.
Yeah.
More entertaining.
Chat GPT yourself.
Yes.
And say, hey, let's punch,
do
this,
the Eck version.
Punch this thing up a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves Eck.
So.
Yes. You do.
Yes.
That's what I want. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Urgency is so difficult to define.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. The opposite of urgency is what you're doing, is what I would say. So two things I thought of note that we didn't touch on yesterday. And we spent a lot of time on Craig Breslow yesterday. You can still jump in with all your Patriots thoughts. Their approach to free agency, their approach to team building, sounds like it'll be in the trenches. And I'm curious, if it's not T. Higgins at wide receiver, who do you want on
who
this
do you
team?
Got?
Again, 617-779-7937. Number one, the Red Sox are considering a six-man rotation. They're not ruling that out. And number two, they are, at least Chaim Bloom is, I'm not sure Cora's on board with this, but Chaim Bloom is interested in a bullpen by committee approach, for lack of a better term.
Man.
What do you think of those approaches?
I don't like change, Jones.
Aspects of team
one.
Building. What do you think of that?
All right, so I don't love either one. I'll tell you the one I have a bigger problem with, and it might surprise you. Closer by committee.
Not great, Bob.
I think it's worse than the six-man rotation. Six-man rotation sounds soft. And you're also not having your best guys go all the time.
Well,
however,
like, that's like, that to me is
soft.
Well, and it's like it's a way to not pay Garrett Crochet or something. You're like toying around with something there where not everybody's going to make their starts. It's under the guise probably of keeping everybody healthy. It's definitely soft.
It is.
But like I bet there's a financial component too where they're like, six-man rotation, Garrett Crochet makes fewer starts, we'll save money somewhere.
So, but I don't think Garrett Crochet and his agent are going to fall for that. And so they haven't signed a deal yet. No, they might be setting him up for that. But I think closure by committee is worse. You've seen it blow up in teams' faces so many times and just not knowing what it is. Plus, you make the job for Alex Cora, like you overcomplicate things where you're just like, the guys don't even know their defined roles. Like, am I closing tonight? It's like, well, yeah, you're going to because, you know, well, actually, you are going to close tonight if numbers 2, 3, and 4 come up, but if it happens to be like the bottom half of the lineup, then you're not going to close tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
and if the 2, 3, and 4 come up in the seventh, we'll see you in the seventh inning.
So the problem is, though,
which that logic makes sense if you were talking about robots, which Breslow probably looks at them like robots, but you're dealing with humans.
So here's the issue with the six man rotation. So I don't like either one to answer your question, but if I had to pick one, that's the bigger problem, it would be the closer by committee. The thing with the six man rotation is, very few pitchers throw 200 innings as is, right? Garrett Crochet famously last year was on like a pitch and innings limit after the All-Star break, didn't crack 4 innings in a game. So to expect him to go out there and be a 225-inning hoss, I don't think is going to happen. He might look like a hoss,
right,
but they're not going to use him like
a
hoss.
He's a stronger Chris Sale is what he is.
So if you can start, and guys last year like Houck and Crawford, they all hit career highs in innings. Lucas Giolito was hurt, didn't even play. So you might be better off you know, letting those guys have a little bit more rest. We've seen a lot of pitchers have significantly better ability after like James Paxton was a good example. Remember 2 years ago when they brought him back? His stats were like sub 2 ERA with like 8 days rest or 7 days rest, and then on normal rest it was like over a touchdown
or hurt. If he pitched on regular rest, he just broke. Yeah.
So like I just feel like it might not be the worst thing. Now here's the problem. As soon as somebody gets hurt, like somebody still will get hurt, do you plug in another guy from AAA to be in the sixth man, or do you scrap it and go to five man?
This is why I agree.
We have five number ones.
Yeah, they do. This is why I agree. If you have a six man rotation, that's very finite and limited because they're not all going to make their starts. Somebody's going to get hurt, so that one probably solves itself. I agree with you on that. The more concerning one is closer by committee. Who is the closer right now today? Who is it? If they were going to go with one, who is it? Is it Hendricks?
I think it's Hendricks.
That's my guess.
You get Chapman right there.
Do you feel good about either of those options?
Not right now.
So number one, I don't even like the options.
I feel better
in front of me.
About Hendricks.
Me too.
If he looks like the first month, he's coming off injuries, but if he goes back to what he was like before, he'd be just as good as Kenley Jansen or better.
So this is what I am starting to wonder. And I know he's a bad teammate, and maybe this is part of the reason why he's gone.
Yeah.
And I think there's merit to that. But just from a purely baseball standpoint, I'd feel better about this team if Kenley Jansen were still here. Like, I didn't mind Kenley Jansen, the pitcher. Maybe he wasn't good for the clubhouse. He was leaving the team early last year.
Yeah, I don't want him.
You know, Brad Foe's going to get a good interview with him.
Well, that's true.
So
we're going to miss that.
From purely a baseball standpoint, if you want a closer and you don't want to do the dumb closer by committee and you want to have Alex Cora given the option of a no-questions-asked closer at the back end of the game, I'd feel better if Jansen were still here. And it's not like they spent money anyway. So they might as well have spent the $10 million or whatever on Kenley Jansen to just keep that there. And then I'd feel better about what's in front of him.
Do you want Kenley Jansen and Chapman, or would you rather have Jansen instead of Chapman?
I mean, I guess if given the options, I'd rather have Jansen than Chapman, but I don't see why the Red Sox couldn't do both.
I think Chapman actually costs more.
Yeah.
Was he 10.75 million?
My answer is Kenley Jansen. If I have those two as an option, I understand Chapman's from the left side, but wouldn't you feel better if you had a closer at the back end and then you had Chapman,
yeah.
Hendricks, even Whitlock, which is a name that Breslow brought up there. So
I don't know. I was kind of done with Jansen, to be honest. Like
if not Jansen, then he was done with them. Yeah, no.
Well, no, that's what it seems like. So I'm good with that.
So that to me is the bigger question mark. I'm talking purely from a baseball standpoint.
No, that's why I wanted. Was it Tanner Scott or some of these other guys?
Well,
like, I would have been good with that more so than Jansen.
They don't have a closer. The real answer is they don't have a closer. Maybe it's Hendricks.
Maybe we have two quarterbacks.
No, but you don't. I don't like the closer by committee. And that's something I guess I personally hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about. I was thinking about a big star here.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the rotation over there, which I actually feel okay about.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I like some of the arms they have specifically in the bullpen, but they don't have the answer at the back. And that's how you build it from the back forward.
Yeah.
And they don't have the first domino. They don't have... the guy at the back end. I don't like that approach.
I don't like that you got to pick a guy. But the six-man rotation is going to be curious to see how if they end up sticking with it, because it's like if it's the six guys that you like right now, which would be Crochet, Walker, Buehler, Bayo, Hauk, Crawford, and Giolito. But if one of those guys go down, you're like, well, we like this idea. We told these guys are going to get this much rest, and now like the Cooper Criswell equivalent is getting starts. We're like, well, just go with the other five guys.
Yeah,
better.
I would hope, and look, who knows? But I would hope that if somebody went down, you just go to a traditional five-man rotation. But who knows with this team?
Yep.
So all your thoughts on the Red Sox, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to their farm system and circle back to Chaim Bloom saying yes, he thinks it's a playoff team.
as currently constituted.
Craig Breslow.
Do I keep doing that?
You've said it several times.
Jesus. Craig Breslow.
I don't even know if it's worth correcting because they are the same guy. It's fine.
This
but just, point, just for, you know,
this is the point where
accuracy.
I didn't realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Craig Breslow.
Craig Breslow.
Me. I did that the day we interviewed him too.
You called him Chaim Bloom?
Well, I think I said we're
not
having
too,
Chaim Bloom on the day we had Craig Breslow on.
Which would have been a great switcheroo. We actually had Chaim Bloom on.
I've legitimately been doing this for months. It's almost baseball season. I'll try to get that right. Meanwhile, he thinks they're a playoff team, which sounds like the Red Sox will be doing nothing for the rest of free agency. So this is your team. 617-779-7937. I want to get to the Celtics, their game tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, and the player on the other side, Victor Wembanyama. How long until he takes over the NBA? Who would you rather start a team with, Tatum or Wemby? We'll get to all that next.